Want to attune to lunar vibrations and cosmic cycles? Welcome to the Lunar Lightworker podcast. This podcast will deeply connect you on a whole other level with ancient lunar and cosmic cycles. Align and become as one with the movement and energetic impact of these magnificent planetary bodies. I'm your host, Zoe Whitehead, and I'm passionate about the moon and cosmic cycles and their energetic impact. I'm a soul-led coach and founder of the beautiful Lunar Lightworker membership, my signature program. I work with women who are empathic lightworkers and moon lovers, who have a sensitivity to energy and a curiosity and connection with the moon and cosmic astrological activity. A new episode is released every Thursday. Tune in to get deep moon and cosmic wisdoms and guidance on how to harness these powerful cycles and energy for release, clarity, growth, and spiritual expansion. I'm very happy for you to be here, and I'm grateful for your ongoing support and listenership. If this episode has resonated with you, please subscribe or follow the Lunar Lightworker podcast for weekly episode notification. And come and find me over at Instagram at Lunar Lightworker. Hey, and welcome back to this week's episode of the Lunar Lightworker podcast. My name is Zoe, and I'm the host of Lunar Lightworker. So I hope you are all doing well. I know that we've been through a very, very intense time cosmologically, energetically, recently. And I hosted one of my magical moon circles. I just love hosting them last night in person. And so many of you, and I've been hearing this in the community as well, the wider community, that, you know, you've been feeling like you're on some sort of roller coaster. Things have just been so intense. It's been challenging. And we were talking all about that. So I kind of wanted to address that today in this week's episode, and kind of explain why you've probably been feeling the way that you've been feeling. So I'm going to call this one Expansive Energies Calling Your Soul, something like that. I'll probably change it afterwards, but it's going to be something around that, because I know that soul purpose, stepping into your calling, is feeling very, very relevant right now. And as you know, if you listened to last week's episode, we had the massive Uranus-Jupiter transit or conjunction, which is a particular alignment between those two planets, which were in Taurus, in the constellation of Taurus. So this has come to an end now, but we're still feeling the aftermath of this conjunction, of this alignment. And, you know, if you listen to last week's episode, you'll know that Jupiter is all about abundance and your spiritual awareness and who you are and your purpose, your sense of self and, you know, what you're here to do. And Uranus is that kind of planet that brings through those sudden changes, pivotal changes, small changes, but unexpected sudden changes. And so a lot of you have been feeling very pushed, you know, pushed to create, to be on purpose, to find your calling, to be of higher service. And I hear this time and time again in the community, in the circles, when I chat to you. And, you know, I'm feeling it as well. I'm feeling really pushed. And like I was saying last night, I do consider myself to be someone who is on purpose. You know, this is what I'm meant to be doing. I'm meant to be bringing community together, bringing women together, light workers, and talking about cosmology and the moon's influences. And yet I still feel that. And we were talking about constricted as opposed to expansive energy. Now, another thing that we've had is obviously we've had the full lunation, which was yesterday, but we're still in that full moon phase as it's waning, as it starts to wane. And this full moon this time around rose or is rising in Scorpio. Scorpio again is all about your purpose, you know, about your shadow, you know, clearing your shadow so that you can step more into your calling. A very emotional sign as well. So it's all there. It's all linked. And, you know, I know a lot of you have been really, really feeling this heightened energy, this expansive energy. And it's very amplifying. So it'll be amplifying whatever's going on. There'll be a big, big highlight on what's out of alignment for you, what's no longer serving, what's holding you back, so that you can see that and release more of it. And so consequently be able to be more soul-led, trust in your intuition and start to step more and more into your purpose. That's how it works. We're constantly doing this kind of cycle of clearing and releasing so that we can go deeper. And these sort of energies and heightened energies, but especially with the Scorpio influence and the Jupiter influence, we've really been feeling our possibilities. We've been sensing our potential as light workers. And like I said, you know, it's not everyone's destiny to be a healer, be, you know, someone who dabbles in crystals, someone who becomes a tarot reader or whatever. It's not necessarily something that you do as a job, but being a light worker is first and foremost holding space for yourself and others. And I feel we're really feeling that. You know, we're getting pushed to do that, to stabilize and ground and navigate our ups and downs within ourselves so that we can then help others. And so if you have been experiencing, and we were talking all about this last night, you know, heightened anxiety, which has certainly been my case, and I always feel this when there's heightened energy, intense energy, you know, a lot going on cosmically, I get a lot of anxiety. And it's about learning to navigate that. Other people were talking about pressure, just feeling a general sense of pressure, stress on the central nervous system, and know that one really well. States of sleeplessness. We've also had meteor showers, but obviously with the heightened energy, that does impact on our sleep state. Emotional overwhelm and this sense of purposelessness. You know, for those of you who know that you have more to give but are not sure where that lies yet, you may get this sense of unfulfillment or purposelessness. And that's really normal in heightened energy, but it's really challenging to kind of experience that. And another thing that you may be feeling as well is a little bit disconnected from others, especially when you know, we're really bombarded by a lot of energy. It can be hard for us to process that. We can maybe be feeling a little bit frustrated because you're, like I said, you know you have more to give, but you don't know where to start. You don't know what you're meant to be doing, but you feel you have a deep desire to be of purpose. And sometimes this can feel really, really frustrating. You feel really blocked because you want to move forwards with that. So I wanted to share with you just a few little tips, a few kind of guidance tips to help you when you're feeling like this. And so that you can move forwards more, you can start to step more into your purpose and navigate these heightened energies. So, you know, to me, it's a blend of different things that you do to kind of really anchor in your purpose. So, you know, it's always important to keep moving towards what you lights you up, you know, obviously. And if you're not in a position, you know, if something like a course or a workshop or, you know, I don't know, if you've got something like a project in the pipeline, but you're just not in a position to do that yet, write it down. You can always come back to it, you know, make a mental note and come back to it when you are in a position to do it, because these things are dropping through for a reason. Trust in yourself, deeply trust in yourself, be soul-led, practice being intuitive, practice intuitive thought and feeling and speaking. You know, all of these things will really help you to discover your higher self, connect with your higher self on a deeper level. One thing we did talk about as well last night was this, you know, because we were talking about the anxiousness and the fear, you know, a lot of us have been experiencing that. And I was talking about how to lean into your fear. You know, I'm a big advocate of that, just leaning into whatever's rising for you, that negativity, not engaging the mental, but just allowing yourself to feel your discomfort, and then moving those emotions and feelings down your body and out, you know, through your feet, through the soles of your feet, and grounding them into the earth. This is really, really powerful, and it's one technique that I do share a lot in the moon circles, because I find it, you know, it's taken me a long time to get to that point where I can just come back to it, and it works. It definitely helps me to release whatever's coming up for me. But it is a practice, like I said last night. But you know, to ignore those feelings or try and escape from them, or just distract yourself from them or suppress them, is only going to make them worse. It's, as I'm sure you're realizing, as I did. The power is to really lean into them, allow them in, feel them, so you can then start to resolve them for yourself, and you'll feel them dissipating. And it's a really, really powerful practice to do for yourself, and it just means that you're not giving your power away to them, and you're in a state of centeredness and heart connectedness, and it's such a powerful state to be from. That's the creative space from which you can move and be more soul-led. All right, my lovelies. So if you are feeling the call to join me in Circle, whether that be online in the membership or in person, if you live in the Leicestershire, UK area, then you can find the links in this week's show notes. Thank you so much for listening. Enjoy the rest of your week, and I will be in contact or connection soon. Bye.